always gotta keep my praise unique. Cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da, Shabakta, I yada da, I yada da. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da, Shabakta, we yada da.
Yo, what's up? This is the Warrior Don Christian, man. And as y'all see, I got a guest with me in studio today. We're going to talk about who he is, what he's doing in just a hot second, man. But speaking of hot, in Seattle, it's a wonderful day. It's about 90 degrees. You know, some people might say it's too hot. I think, man, this feels good to me. What you think, man? We got Josh Donnell in studio with me. How you doing today, brother?
Blessed by the best, my man.
Man, we excited to have you in. We excited to have you share your testimony, your story of how God changed your life, how we saved you, man. And, man, we gonna have a good time. Also, the topic of the day today is all about relevance. How are we being relevant? What does it mean to be relevant? And is there ever a time when we can be too relevant? That's a good question to ask, man. We got to see also how was Jesus relevant to the world that he was in, and how can we do the same, man? That's the pattern that we got to follow. That's really what it is, man. I'm so excited. I can't wait for this football season. It's preseason right now. Not too much is going on, you know what I'm saying? We watching. There's a lot of contests to see who's going to get the starting position, especially in Seattle. We don't know what's going on with the quarterback position right now. But if you know, I need you to hit me up on Twitter at Yada the King. That's at Yada the King, YadaHDaKing. I'm sorry. And then go ahead and shoot your music to us right there too, man. Let me know what you got, and I'll definitely show you how to send your music in. I got the homie Smiley D featuring Eshawn Burgundy, and this song right here is called Living In. Let's check this out right quick on Yada the King Radio. Here we go.
It's Smiley D, fam. What up, Eshawn? Crosside. Yeah, let's do it. Hey.
I'ma speak on it, even though you know what I'm going through. Pour my heart out, they call it emotional. I don't wanna run away, I wanna be close to you. Cause for you, my heart flow kinda like the ocean do. Struggle to survive, my flesh don't wanna die. But it belongs to you, it's no longer about I. With you, I can't rise without nothing I can lie about. So if I'm struggling with sin, I go ahead and cry it out. No more empty promises, Holy Spirit positive. Praying for my child on my knees like my mama did. When I was living in the White House like Obama's kids, packing pistols, weighing grams, always on the drama tip. If not for you, Lord, I wouldn't have made it out. A lot of close calls, laws raid in the vacant house. But now I need your healing, so put me in your hospital. Teach me how to live free and overcome these obstacles, man. It's a lot of sin in this flesh that we living in. Hey, here we go with this again. Hey, here we go with this again. Lord, I just need you to strengthen my inner man. It's a lot of sin in this flesh that we living in. Hey, here we go with this again. Here we go with this again. Lord, I just need you to strengthen my inner man.
Here we go again. Another unfortunate opportunity for me and my sin to coexist. The devil know we rich, so he try and rob us of everything that makes us honest. But knowing this, I take my drama to the Father and I play it cool before this fool get me hotter than Nevada. The enemy is hating on the Lord's claymation. While I'm being reshaping, I'm just riding with the potter. Driving shotgun with Jesus, I'm just riding with your honor. And a Datsun with speakers everywhere, and I'm nodding, yeah, to everything you say, God. Flesh get in the way, I gotta pray, God. Thank God, the world could never snatch me out his hand. Actually, that would be the catastrophe of man. But he loves us because sin is trying to snuff us. He lets us open the book and see the mastery of his plan. Man.
It's a lot of sin in this flesh that we living in. Hey, here we go with this again. Hey, here we go with this again. Lord, I just need you to strengthen my inner man. It's a lot of sin in this flesh that we living in. Hey, here we go with this again. here we go with this again. Lord, I just need you to strengthen my inner man.
Lord, it's tempting me again. I need for you to intercede. Deliver me. This inner me is weak and so in need of victory. My history was sick indeed. Drug abuse and liquor sprees. Bagging chicks and flipping trees. A life of crime and misery. But now I'm clean like Listerine. And since the spirit listen to me, Satan tries to get to me with temporary imagery. Asking where the women be, like they can make me satisfied. Marriage is a while away. You can go and have a guy. Dope will take away the pain. What's the point to pray for change? Get up on your paper chase. Lead the church that can't relate. But I will never listen. Truth, listen to word. For the Lord remains my rock. I won't submit to the urge. He is strong when I am weak. No longer live for this curse. I take no credit for this change because it's him that is pure. I'm captivated by his grace. No longer under condemnation. Jesus crossed his bond with Satan. Now I'm free and got to praise him.
It's a lot of sin in this flesh that we living in. Hey, here we go with this again. Hey, here we go with this again. Lord, I just need you to strengthen my inner man. It's a lot of sin in this flesh that we living in. Hey, here we go with this again. Here we go with this again. Lord, I just need you to strengthen my inner man.
Hey, Father, I need your help right now. For your strength works best in my weakness. You never leave nor forsake. Heal my brokenness. I need your strength.
What is man that you remain mindful of us? You took a side of the cold, you paid the price for summer. And even when I stumble, trip, slip, fall and tumble. And when I lack faith and my world begins to crumble, Lord, you give me mercy, your grace is sufficient. You efficiently fishing through your spirit enrichment. You're prolific and proficient at loving your children. You're so giving, you listen light when my sight is tinted. And so I lift you up, you're worthy of praise and honor. And every trial that you give me just to make me stronger. And Father, I no longer desire this rotten flesh. So every day I sacrifice it for your righteousness. You're majestic and holy, and you always see the truth. I'm just a dirt bag, the back of vacuum cleaners. Forgive me when I let things make me not see. And when I put me before you like the letter T.
You are holy, wonderful, almighty. You're awesome, we give you glory. The honor, for there is none above your name. You are Emmanuel, Elohim, Yahweh, Jehovah, Son of Man, great. I am almighty, Lord, bless, merciful, gracious, faithful, a leader. The lily of the valley, we worship the Jesus.
I tried to think of creative ways to convey your splendor. Lord, you're sweet in my life. Jesus, you are my splendor. You're so good to me. Died just to save my soul. Call me the alphabet. I will never let you go. Cause when I don't think, and when I think too much, and when I act senseless, when I'm out of touch, please help me, Father. I can't live without you. I have to be closer. I promise I won't denounce you. Greater manifestation. Lord, you are my peace. For you, there's no replacement. No Keanu Reeves. Lord, you wash me clean. Through you, I'm redeemed. That's why I need your presence. No Christmas tree. If you thirst, well, Lord, here's drink. I pray that my worship quenches it today. I pray that it's the sweet sound. King of kings and Lord of lords, wear your crown as
you are holy.
Oh my-
Seattle.
Tacoma, Olympia,
Renton. We want you to come help us stomp our hunger. Saturday, November 17th, 7 p.m. at the Harambe in Renton. This is a concert being used to raise resources for the homeless in our community, with performances by some of the biggest and most talented in the game, to include national recording artists and about-face CEO, SoCon. Also featuring Jazz Digger, with a special guest performance by Miss Michelle Lang. Also featuring Original, Zach Trandum, and of course yours truly, RTL. Tickets available right now at showclicks.com as well as soulbrothermusic.com. $8 in advance, $10 at the door. The Takeover Concert Series, sponsored by Had Not Janitorial, J-Bears Real Estate, SLS and Yacht of the King Radios, New Focus Photography, and Perfect Dimension Clothing. November 17th, the Harambe, 316 South 3rd Street in Renton. For more info, go to soulbrothermusic.com.
Records presents Daughter of Zion with her debut single Living by My Faith, featuring Mystery Noon. Along with Prodigal Child, featuring David Reedy. For touring day, visit her online at daughterofzionkm.com.
Yo, yo, we are live right here. That was Jeremiah Bligeons. The song is called Holy. Man, I heard that song and I was like, I need that for the show. You know how we do it, man. Hip-hop got worship too, man. And we worship, we yada the king. And that is none other than Jesus Christ. Josh Donnell, this is one of my favorite parts of the Yada the King radio show. You get to share your testimony, man. And that's what I love about you. Everywhere you go, you share what God has done in your life, man. Can you share with the Yada the King Radio audience your testimony?
Yeah, first off, I want to say the reason why I even share a testimony is because of 1 John 5, 11 and 12. And it says, this is the testimony that God has given us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He who has the Son has life, but does not have life. And so my testimony is that I have life through the Son, Jesus. My testimony is pretty deep. I'll give you the short end version of it today. Grew up in a split home. Parents split. Because of that, went through a lot of abusive situations. Was on welfare. Was raised in the Rainier Beach area in Central District of Seattle. So my natural instinct was to kind of get into hustling and things of that nature. So by the time I was 11, I started drinking alcohol. By the time I'm 14, I'm selling drugs. And it wasn't a good lifestyle. And so for me to see a lot of hypocrisy in the church and not having that father figure all the time in my life, I didn't really think that there was a God because of the issues. I knew that God could be a possibility, but sometimes in your life, when you're faced with situations and you run to your flesh or you run to other things, you don't really have hope, and it was a difficulty. So what I did is then got into all that stuff, and to mask my pain, I did sports to do other things, and I would fill the void with all those types of drugs. And so by the time I was 15, 16, I was already starting to do mushrooms, and I got into LSD when I was 17, and then meth later on when I was about 20. And it took many years, and finally rolling in a Ford Explorer really woke me up. My friends and I were sipping this stuff called MD-2020. We were really influenced by secular hip-hop, too, of all things. We used to listen to Eazy-E and Brother Lynch and all the stuff that really got your emotions going and made you think you were hard. And so kind of idolized those guys, and so because of that, got into that type of mess and situation. Well, after I rolled in the Ford Explorer, I really had a revelation from the Lord, and that next year of my life, I went off and served at a Christian camp called Island Lake through Christa Ministries. Mm-hmm. And Christa Ministries does a lot of things, from radio programs to camps for kids, and this camp was a place where my sisters actually kind of shed the light in my life, and they invited me to come out there because I wasn't in a good spot. So I went to work at Island Lake, which is this Christian camp, and I had a blast, man. Ended up doing the talent show, doing freestyle rap, and hanging out with people, and I saw that Christians weren't squares. See, the thing for me was I didn't meet a lot of Christians that had fun. For me, I had to go to the parties because I thought that was what was popping off and kicking it with people. But this is a place where I saw sincerity, genuineness, and people that had a hunger for God and his word and for serving his body. And so I said, what is this all about, God? And I really did a lot of soul searching that summer. So that next year, I got out of the camp, and I ended up going to Bible College, to Calvary Chapel Bible College. And that was where, really, along with this program my dad put me on called the TMS, Topical Memory System by the Navigators, I started hiding God's word in my heart, and I'll tell you one thing that came alive. I read in the book of Hebrews, it said, the word of God is active and sharper than a two-edged sword, and it rightly divides, piercing to your marrow and joint of your soul. And so when I read that passage, I saw that God's word brought life, and it was alive. So from then on, just hungered for it and started doing real well in Bible college. And at that point, I always thought that it was tight to be a rapper, but God told me to put it away. So about 3 or 4 years of my life, I kind of put it on the side and put it on the back burner and just really focus on having a right relationship with God. And then after that, many things happened. So thank God for a Bible college and for my sisters kind of intervening and inviting me to go off to serve at the camp. So it's a little short version of it, but the testimony really is that God gave us eternal life. And here's a quote I like to share. My friend Prophet and I kind of wrote this together. He goes, God takes your test and turns into a testimony, takes your mess and makes it a message. So we become messengers of the mess that became a message in our life. And that's what it is. And it's been a blessing serving God and seeking Him first.
Amen. That's a nice testimony. He gave us the short version. That's really what's up, man. Talk to me about this first song that we're going to play from you on Yacht of the King Radio, man. What's the first song you want to play? We're going to play three today. What's the first one you want to play?
Well, since it's kind of cool and it's your time is really what I was thinking, because in my life, that's what God had to tell me. It's your time to start serving me. And so that song's about people that want to be hard and people that are out there kind of messing around or stepping into sin. And it says in James, when sin is conceived, to give birth to sin and to death. And so this song is to warn those who are in it. In fact, I got a good friend from Yacht of the King radio station kind of premiered on the last part of that track, a.k.a. Servant. And I'm excited for you guys to hear it. So, yeah, it's called It's Your Time, and I got you on the hook as well. And it's been fun collaborating, but more importantly, living that out. Amen. And I really think for a lot of you out there, if you're struggling with whether you have 1 foot in or 1 foot out walking with Christ, man, it's your time. Time to get it.
It's your time to make a decision. It's Your Time by Josh Donnell on Yacht of the King. Y'all get ready. Here we go. I'm more in danger than a giant panda. What we descend to here in this day and age, they rapping from stage, promiscuous sex, which in effect it infects and leads to AIDS. They boasting about a 12 gauge they displayed. Now a body's dead in the streets and made today's front page. All these men proclaim they self made, that the money, riches, and bling they have won't fade. The game, the name, cocaine, the weed that they sling, the click that they claim, the games that they bang, the women that they shame, the rhymes that they sling, it all sounds the same. That's the rhymes and limes they like to rap and talk about, but soon the judgment's coming from the God that they forgot about. Cause what you reap is what you sow, you can feel it in your soul. Showtime, it's your time to go.
Now it's your time, your time, your time, your time.
You can't wait no more.
Now it's your time, your time. Your time, your time.
My brother, my sister.
Now it's your time, your time, your time, your time.
You can't blame nobody.
Now it's your time, your time.
End of the cross, the equator between Satan and the Creator is a place that I don't wanna be lost. So I'm calling on my fellow brethren with reverence to watch the signs of the pendulum. Christians living at a minimum. It's your time. Be aware that the Lord is soon to come. Come like a mighty rushing wind in the blink of an eye, like a thief in the night without saying goodbye. He can come right now to clean house, and your excuse would be you didn't have enough time. But time is here, the time is now. Christians, man up in your lifestyle. Yeah, I know it's scary living here, it's temporary, but secure your walk with God before you see the cemetery.
Now it's your time, your time, your time, your time.
You can't wait no more.
Now it's your time, your time, your time, your time.
Come on.
Now it's your time. Time, your time, your time.
My brother, my sister.
Now it's your time, your time, your time, your time.
Is it? It's time. Hear the bells ringing like lunchtime, but this time it's desperation and crunch time. It's too late to rewind. Here on the front line, kicking and punch time, dig deeper than punchlines. Like the shorty out
on her first day. Not prepared for sex or what to say. She on the field with sharks, this is no RK, but now she on the market like fish fillet. You the groom, just married your fiance. Noting at the office, your secretary is getting brave. She just wanna ride a one horse sleigh. Then she can't provide one more slave. Prepare for temptation or when it happens. You highly subject yourself to being captive. So capture this moment and rehearse like actors. Cause after, there's no reverse for life's disasters.
Now it's your time, your time, your time.
I feel I need to be repeatedly repeating every meeting with the evil me. I never notice where I grow or I change. Enamored with the scattered facets of my own pain. It's sort of self-involved now that I'm vocalizing. Stare inside and what I find is always so surprising. I've existed convinced that I was good enough, but when I look to measure up, I see I've never done enough. Push my natural limits until I crack, cause the seconds and the minutes, I can never get them back. Sleeping all my time away is lazy and sluggish, but I've done it if I've done it all just to say I've done it. Afraid to self-promote cause I don't wanna die a star. This heart will pull apart if I don't look to where you are. Extremes are easy, but a balance is necessity. I'm blessed that he would trade the messy rest of me for destiny, but still.
If I'm qualified, once everything's alright, I'll be waiting for a long time.
When an hour's only 60, since they'll never fix me, nobody's gonna miss me. Always lead with everything and I got nothing left. Even if somebody had the time they wanted to invest, you can peg me from across the intersection. I'm the loudest with the most to hide and headed no direction in particular. I always aim to keep it interesting and maybe make you think a little different if you're listening. But I'm the kind of person only family can love, so I'll trick you long enough till there's no more room to run from me. Hoping Stockholm Syndrome isn't such a bad way after all to build a home. Cause if a group of us who miss the same imaginary place share a space, it's the next best thing, right? Every night I like the lights cause they're all I have, no matter how many times I try to hide behind my hands.
If I'm qualified, once everything's alright, I'll be waiting for a long time.
I'm qualified as nothing but the last anyone should follow. All my heroes that I thought were supernatural have failed. So who am I to think I'd be a radical? Reading every book except the one I need to open. I would be more trusting of my heart if it wasn't frozen. Put the passion of salvation in a pattern to repeat it artificially in place of living savagely. If I'm rough around the edges, I'm a menace to the men who are professional professors of the message. I'll rattle ancient cages, simply stepping onto stages, behaving in a way that only elevates the savior. It's unpredictable, yet it's reassuring in the sense that you can trust no matter what is occurring. The refrain is the worship of his name through an idiot attempting to display my life as ugly as I'm living it.
If I'm qualified, once everything's alright, I'll be waiting for a long time. Oh, oh. And if I'm not enough, until I measure up, I'll be waiting for a long time.
Oh, yeah, oh, right there, that was Joshua Sands on Yada the King Radio. The song was called Inadequate, man. And we are inadequate without Christ, man. I got Josh Donnell in the studio with me. We chilling, we getting it in, chopping it up, loving his story and loving what God is doing in his life. And man, right now, bro, I want to talk to you. How did you even get involved in rapping, man?
Well, it's my cousin when I was like 6 years old. I would go visit him in Oregon, and I listened to the radio station, heard rap, but my dad always didn't like the music style, and so I really wasn't supposed to necessarily listen to it. But then I got into it, and I really liked it. You know, I liked the rhythm. I liked the message. It would raise people up, you know, for good or positive, but it still had something to say. And so I got into rap when I was probably about 5-6 years old, about 26 years ago. And then I started doing freestyle rap, you know, when I was in my early teens. But, you know, I was younger than that. I'd make up rhymes, too. And so freestyle rap was kind of a way where I kind of got into it. And, you know, I used to watch Yo MTV Raps and all sorts of stuff like that. And the inspiration to rap just came from, you know, being lyrical and being a wordsmith and being able to speak. You know, as a kid, it was, you know, eloquent as a young guy. But I saw that I needed to use it for something positive, and so most of my rap's always been real positive stuff.
Wow, okay, so I know this. I got to do a lot of the concerts with you for the Limitless Tour, pretty much in the Seattle, greater Seattle area, Monroe. And something that you do at every concert, you have this thing where people come up and hand you things, and you start rapping about it. Talk to me about this thing, man. It's the freestyles that you do at every concert.
Okay, the first cat I ever saw do that was actually the guy who mastered my album. His name is Smoke. If y'all don't know who he is, he's with Subdivision Recordings in Olympia, and his name is Smoke M2D6. He went to a camp with Calvary Chapel down in California, and this guy goes up there, starts beatboxing. I'm like, okay, what's this guy going to do? Is this white dude in camo? I'm like, wearing a Wu-Tang shirt, and all of a sudden, I heard the most amazing thing I ever heard in my life, a freestyle rap over a beatbox live. I'd seen it on TV, but a lot of cats here on the West Coast don't do it as much.
Yeah.
So saw that, and then the way how I actually got encouraged to start trying it out was by a rapper named Red Cloud. Red Cloud's kind of a Christian / underground rapper, and he would go and in his show he would have people write words for him or hand him objects and he rap it, and I saw the joy that people got out of it. So I was freestyling for fun for years, and then all of a sudden I started doing it when I was about 17, 18. And it became something that people always requested, and I started just growing in that forte, and now you know, I've done a lot of cool stuff. In fact, a fun fact which I will add to it, and this is all glory to God.
Yeah.
At Creation Fest 3 years ago, I won Creation Fest, was the freestyle champion of the whole entire festival.
Dang, so you know he's putting it down, man. And I always tell people, yo, Josh Donnell is one of the nicest freestylers. He rapped about my pregnant wife last week, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. While he was freestyling at the RTL release party for his album Takeover. Go ahead and pick that up too, man, while you at it, y'all.
Takeover.
But yeah, man, the thing that I really enjoy about you is your truthfulness. You share a lot of things that some people might not even share that they went through. And the great thing is, you show how God gets the glory from it. You don't glorify your past sins. But I mean, every place that we went to, you had people sit down, you share your testimony. How important is your testimony in ministering to these children that you minister to? Or not even these children, the youth.
Man, the reason why I think it's important is because it's relevant and people can relate to it. When people can see that it's applicable to their life and that you're not just some sanctified holy guy, ho, 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 when you're going up there,
yeah,
they can say, you know, I've gone through something. Someone like you, you know, you have a testimony where you didn't listen to as much secular and you didn't get involved in that, but that's a testimony of itself.
Mm-hmm.
And then someone like me who's gone through everything from being taken away by CPS to having all sorts of stuff because I didn't get into my childhood testimony earlier, that stuff affects you for long term. You can be forgiven and cleansed of things you go through, but those memories are always there. But I look at this generation that's cutting themselves and depressed and discouraged, and parents work a lot, so kids put in daycare, that a lot of them don't have someone to look up to or to share truth into their life and to speak life to them. And the Bible says a life or death is in the tongue. And so I love to speak life to kids, A, through scripture, and then B, through personal interactions or testimonials of my own life. And so when I've shared my testimony, I've literally had hundreds and thousands of people in my life say that really helped me and spoke to me where I needed it.
Yes. All right, right there. That's where it is. Talk to me, man, about your purpose in your music, man. I know that I know your purpose. A lot of people out here may not know. Why does Josh Donnell do music, And are you only trying to do music? What are you trying to do? Do you do more than music?
Yeah, I speak at retreats and events and youth events. And I was a youth pastor for the last couple years of my life. I interned at a church, doing missions to over 17 countries in the world. And then on top of that, was part of urban outreach ministry for years through God's Block Ministries, where I met you, and lots of other things. So rap for me is just a secondary avenue to get to the cross. But I do want to do something with this. And I am at the moment, but I want the Lord to be the one that does it. Because it says if he's lifted up, he draws all men. And so if my music is lifting up Christ, it'll draw people to him. And I believe that, with people like yourself and other people who have come alongside me and helped me, the music's gotten better. The message and the lyrics have more poignant points to it. And I would like to come out with another album, and if the Lord ever willed, to sign somewhere. But, I signed a few years ago when I was in a group called JPS, and the label kind of folded under here. But just last one, I'm kind of independent, just getting it out there. But I really think that there's a couple songs on there, and one in specific, it's not necessarily like a hip-hop song, but it has a hopeful message. It's called He Carries Us. And it's really about God carrying you through the things in your life. And because of that, I see that when you have a platform to use it for God, and he'll build you up in his time.
That's good, man. So it's more than just rapping for you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm going to Bible college right now. I'm just about to move from Seattle in actually 7 days. So this is kind of like my farewell to a lot of people, but not for good, just for the time being. And from there, I hope to really go into full-time evangelism and just really preaching the gospel for the rest of my life.
All right, man, this ain't the topic of the day, but I'm going to ask you this. How important do you think it is that Christian, whether they're singers, rappers, whatever you want to call it, entertainment, it is some form of entertainment, but how important do you think it is for all of them to grasp that this is ministry?
Oh man, it's a good thing to grasp that, especially if you get an understanding of how it works. Because some guys want to say, I want to do my thing, or I got to be on the grind when I'm doing Christian hip hop. But man, if you do it with the right purpose and the right motive, and you see that it's all about giving God glory and it's kingdom business, and that you're seeking him first, then all things will be added. And also be good at your trade. Don't just go out there and just make a rap because you rhyme it and record it real quick and then get it out there. Take time with it and go over it and make sure it's excellent, because that's what Christ would want, is a spirit of excellence is what you do with your craft. Look at when the temple was built, they got craftsmen who were excellent. And that's the way that we got to be when we're building something, when we're doing a project. The other thing is, it's ministry over industry. And so if you're out there doing it to make a mainstream industry or make a big record label that's secular, this or that, and you're not doing it for ministry purpose, check your motives a little bit, Not that you don't want to be successful in doing it, but make sure that you're in a small group or a Bible study, you're getting it in with fellowship with other people, because those are all aspects of what God would want. Because iron sharpens iron. We are sharpened by our friend.
That's good stuff, man. And I'm talking to Josh Donnell, man, right now. And you've been around the Lecraes. You've hosted concerts. You've been around Tadashi's. What would you say to somebody that says, hey, I just want to be just like them? Or, I feel like I'm called to be the next Lecrae. What would you say to people that have that mindset?
I would say, have you done Sunday school at your church? Mm. Have you served in a local body somewhere? Have you been under someone who will disciple you and keep you accountable? Have you gone through doing little shows where maybe two youth kids come out, or maybe you go to a community center and you think it's going to be packed and nobody shows up? Those things where you feel like they're letdowns, but in reality, it's for God to say, hey, I'm just checking your heart here at the door. So those are all issues and areas I would say be ready for that. And if you want to say that you're the next Lecrae, well, praise God, because you're using it to reach people. But just be you. Be yourself. Be who God's created you to be, because you're fearfully and wonderfully made.
There we go, man. He's giving it to him. Josh, what's the next song we're going to run into here on Yada the King?
Well, I want to talk about, it's called Get Up. And this song is about the times that we've been when held back and not been able to advance in our walk, or we've slipped up, or we felt like there's spiritual warfare, demonic things at us. And this song is about getting back up, because a righteous man falls seven times, get back up.
All right, let's get it in. Get Up by Josh Donnell on Yada the King Radio.
Yeah,
somebody is going down, y'all.
Get up.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Yeah, we gotta get up when we can. If a brother's fallen, we lend them a helping hand. This the way of Christ, for him we take a stand. No other foundation, or else you sink his sand. Solid on this rock, I'm living on God's block. Not just through the hip hop, we're getting up non-stop. We've been appointed by the Lord, anointed by the Lord. We've been acquitted, omitted, now we're committed to the Lord. Even when our friends forsake us, they got the slander, turn the back, which may break us. We may end up hurting no matter where he takes us. Through the difficulty, every climate that he makes us. Rise, fall, rise, fall, rise, fall, get back up. Rise, fall, rise, fall, rise, rise, get on up.
Get up! Every time the devil has tried to knock me down,
get up!
I keep my head up high, flat on the ground.
Everybody get up!
There's no way he can stop me. Once force feels all around me. It's the ultimate high. Get up, don't reach for the sky.
For the show, three, time to get it ready, four, come on, let it go. It's time to rock the roof off the system of a down. With that rap profession now, watch it, yeah, let's get it now. Cause as long as this blood in my vein keep flowing, when the time get tough, I gotta keep on going. Never stop my progress, gotta keep growing. If I'm up in street, then I'ma keep on rolling. And never let the homies of despair infiltrate me. Turbo in that ozone when they try to break me. Praise in the midst of your trials, we're confused. Fake muscles get bigger every time you use. What doesn't kill us makes us even stronger. Like batteries in your freeze, yeah, we last longer. Faith in small increments add up to a large amount. We will wobble, never fall down at every single block. We destined for greatness, go check your red letters. Life get as cold as December, we hit like Mayweather. He lives in us, that makes it enough to fall seven times on your face and eight. Get up!
Every time the devil has tried to knock me down,
get up!
I keep my head up high. There's no way he can stop me.
Yeah. Fresh off my sabbatical, known for the theatricals. Originals back, bringing funky grammaticals. There's nothing magical watching you gain capital from other dramatical things that can be tragical. You were created by one who's infallible, and anything the enemy says is really laughable. My face succumbs to the one who's supernatural. Wanna live straight after many diagonals. At times, my steps are unilateral. Weak like the next, but can be formidable. Work in progress, yes. And that's factual. Major profits makes me that valuable. If you're compatible, seek first his manual. The benefits expandable for those who want a catapult. Check is good, in other words, bankable. The interest that one can accrue, maximal. Simply practical, word is really tangible. This radical is palpable, the mandible's inflammable. So for the average show, fight like an animal. Cause fighting for the things you believe is understandable.
Every time the devil has tried to knock me down,
get up!
I keep my head up high, flat on the ground.
Everybody get up!
There's no way he can stop me. Once force feels all around me, it's the ultimate high. Get up and reach for the sky.
Everybody get up!
Every time the devil has tried to knock me down,
get up!
I keep my head up high, flat on the ground.
Everybody get up!
There's no way he can stop me.
Everybody wanna keep it real, but the things that you're saying just don't mean the same that they used to. Tell me how you feel. I know you hear what I'm saying, but do you understand? Don't let me lose you, cause I know we've been struggling, but y'all know it's been troubling us. In the way they act, it's as if they never had to scrape for a couple of bucks. I need
I'm stupid for you to view us like we ain't never been foolish. It's even worse for us to front like what's sin to us. Man, I've been through it, drunk off the influence, saved but in the same place where some lost and still tune in. It's been days, ain't feel human, assuming I'm just moving along in life like a film viewing. I paint a picture for you, I hate that I disappoint. Days that I stray from my convictions to twist the joint. Please don't miss the point, I'm making this all real. I pray daily I don't repeatedly fall here. I hope you're all ears, I'm done with all fears. We all fall short, if you don't then you all weird. Still lying to yourself, denying the truest help. In need of the ruler's belt for all of my foolish steps. Trust in the love of God, for that I'm not ashamed. I just feel bad for all the ones that think we not the same. Ain't it wrong to make me feel like I'm alone? Like you the perfect Christ clone, and you never did a thing. If that's the case, what is grace for? Keep it real, why you lying to my face for? Tell me. Perfect, ain't trying to get you to run around. Believe the best way to reach the lost is through common ground. Talk about it, sow a seed, pray they come around. So without further ado, shoot, let's run it down. I came from a broken home, Mary had a broken one. It lasted only 6 months, self was who I focused on. Pride was at the core of it, flesh was like a horror flick. Lust was riding shotgun, self-control was shot sick. Even then I knew the word, but I wasn't profiting. Basket full of bad fruit, me and Christ was opposite. I was screaming, Lord, Lord, but it wasn't operative. Cause God knew inside my heart, it was my prerogative. Negative, negative, heaven had to help me. Child support was backed up, consider me a deadbeat. Let's see, hands free, how many really honest? That was DNA, ain't going back, I promise, for real. Interceding for coming change. We need to judge each other, keep us accountable. Keep us from falling within the cracks like forgotten stains. Nobody knows my name within a mega church. And in small groups, who's really cool with sharing all their hurts? It's a dog-eat-dog world, although the kingdom should be different. If 99 is present, can you tell that one is missing? Think about it first before you go to quoting scriptures. And make sure that you live it before you tell me I am tripping. Cause nowadays these pastors are just pulpit pimping. I hate I had to say it cause I honor the position. Now the mission field is trying to witness to a Christian. I know that sounds backwards, but that's just how we present it. Ain't trying to be offensive, but in Jesus' name I meant it. If we can't keep it real with each other, we in prison. Dang.
Hey yo. Hey yo, what's up?
Yo, what's up?
What? Christian hip hop has emerged.
Hello.
Define what is hip hop.
Yo.
The real hip hop.
Ladies and gentlemen,
get ready.
Has emerged.
What you waiting for? Let's go.
DaSouth.com, the online source for all hip hop.
This is the one.
League CD reviews, the latest news, and your very own community profile. Are you DaSouth.com, where you can shop the hip hop music store with free music downloads. Listen to Christian Hip Hop Radio.
Watch videos on the TV network.
And more. At the South.com.
TheSouth.com.
You know who it is?
TheSouth.com. The life in hip hop.
California.
West Coast rapping.
West Coast fire is now online.
Hottest videos 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You feel me?
Video chat rooms.
Online community.
And most of all.
Yo,
turn it up.
Jesus.
Gio.
Log on to WestCoastFire.com now.
Streaming online at
WestCoastFire.com. The dopest music resource on the West Coast.
West Coast.
WestCoastFire.com.
You want the show on the go?
Get the Yada Da King radio app.
The quickest way to have the latest episodes wherever you are.
Available at the App Store and Android Marketplace.
Search Yada Da King Radio and download the app.
Features include quick call-in, easy streaming, and downloading.
And one-touch Facebook and Twitter connection.
Only $1.99. That's right, only $1.99.
Support and get yours, fam.
Don't hesitate and don't wait.
Right there, mouthpiece. The song is called Keep It Real. Man, and that dude, man, I like him, man. I'm trying to get that interview. Matter of fact, we did set that interview up. Mouthpiece will be on Yada Da King Radio coming up soon. And I'm really looking forward to that, as all the interviews, because I love hearing the stories, man. I love hearing the testimonies, and I love getting on the topics of the day with all the artists, man. But today, Josh Donnell, we're going to talk about relevance, man. When you hear the word relevant, what do you think when you hear the word relevant?
I think relevant means being up to date with what you are, being on top of the times, knowing what's going around within your demographic region, knowing what's relevant musically, the way that people are saying, slang, all that kind of stuff. One thing I will always want to be relevant with is being able to reach people, because Paul said, become all things to all people, that many will be saved. And so being able to have scripture as a reference for relevance is such a good thing. Yeah. And so that's one thing I think about relevance. It's important is staying up on times, but also reaching people where they're at.
Mm. So talk to me, man, real quick. Are we relevant in today's church? Do you feel as a whole that we stay relevant? What do you feel about that?
I think it's gaining momentum because just recently amidst churches that have been real traditional or conservative, such as the Russian churches, their youth has really rode this wave of the Lecraes and the Servants and all those people that are out there. And so God's been opening a lot of doors for me to go to the Slavic youth, to be able to reach the Russians and the Ukrainians and the Moldovan kids. And when their parents years ago would say, hey, that's of the devil and that's not right, now God's been breaking down walls with it. And also in other churches as well, I've seen like festivals that have only had rock and roll or country or whatever it is, which is all, you know, used for God. They've been bringing us out and doing those type of things, which has been awesome. So I think that not only are we relevant, but, you know, we have momentum by the Holy Spirit.
Wow. Okay. So relevance, I feel like definitely we're at a place now that we're relevant. My question now, though, is can we try to relate too much? Does sometimes the church relate too much? Or are we too relevant in our approach with trying to minister to people?
Sometimes, man, I've, you know, we have people that will say different vocabulary, you know, maybe to just, you know, let people hear it. You know, they don't dumb it down or water it down. And that's, you know, that's being real. It's reaching people where they need to be reached. But other times, I think that, yeah, you know, the flash and the bling, even in Christian artist albums, you know, like, yeah, look at I Got My Whip or this or that. And I'm not clowning for those guys that are doing that. But, you know, we really do have to maintain some level of sanctity in what we're doing with what we're doing. And I do also believe that the Lord would want us to also be able to reach people where they're at, but without compromising.
Wow. So you hear that right there, man. So you feel like when relevance starts to compromise, it's a bad thing?
Yeah, because you give the devil a foothold, eventually he gets through the door. You feel me? Mm-hmm. And that's why it says be faithful with the little things. Man, as soon as I start to slack or get lazy, I notice that bills pile up or I don't want to do things or this or that. So that's why every day we have to take up our cross. And every day when we're discouraged, if say you are a Christian artist and you haven't sold as many albums you want and you don't want to continue, like that's kind of how I felt for a little bit when I didn't go in debt doing this album, but I spent, you know, multiple thousands of dollars. And, yeah, you know, breaking even after doing a big project like that is not always easy. But the Lord's been giving me a lot of peace lately with that, saying, my son, I'm well pleased in what you're doing. And just continue in that. And don't worry, I will be Jehovah Jireh. I will supply your needs. So don't worry out there if you're tripping about, you know, you got to be on your grind, you got to have people respect what you're doing and this and that. Hey, you're not doing it for the people's respects. You're doing it for God.
All right, man, I'm going to ask you this. In being relevant, what are some ways that outside of music, you have been relevant and you've seen the fruit of it? You've seen people give their life to the Lord in being relevant.
so much, man. I mean, getting into the school, you know, being able to go and coach at a high school and coach at a middle school. These are kids that don't know what church is. These are kids of other different religions. And they see that I'm just there to be their friend and to love on them and to coach them and to walk life with them. I always say friendship evangelism is one of the best things to do. It's just getting it in and building with people, you know, chopping it up with them. And that's been an awesome thing. Also, just going places, like going to the gym. I go to 24 Hour Fitness, and I talk to guys, man. I'll lay hands and pray with guys at the gym who are going through stuff. Done that multiple times. That, for me, is going to be a positive thing, you know, in my life to continue, and your guys' life as well.
Dope, man. So you see how he is being relevant. And somebody out there, they're wondering, hey, how can I be relevant? Look at what God has given you. Look at the things that you go through on the daily. Or what would you say to them, Josh, for somebody that's wondering, how can I be relevant and still show the people that I'm a Christian?
Have joy. Because people aren't going to be drawn to a Debbie Downer, someone who's always discouraging. If you're going through that, you know, get help and get someone to encourage you. There's nothing wrong with that. But I think people are drawn to the light. And when you let your light shine and when you go out there and you reach out to people and you care for people are going to be drawn to that. I know this guy is named Chamian Sutton, and he is always got the joy of the Lord on him. And he goes to gyms and works out. He does Bible studies, plays football, all these things. But it's one thing he has is the joy of the Lord. And that's the thing that says is our strength. And so have joy, have a heart to say hi to someone who's down, and also just reach out. You know, you got two hands for a purpose. Use them.
All right. Somebody in the chat room kind of flipped it on us. They said, not only should we relate to the world, but how can we be relevant to God?
Relevant to God. That's unique. I think being relevant to God is by growing in your talent and multiplying it. Because obviously there's nothing new under the sun, but that doesn't mean there's nothing new in your life. And so being able to grow in a gifting, whether it's words of wisdom or whether it's praying about how to preach or how to go out. And so being relevant to God is always being open to God and His leading, and then taking a step of faith as well. Because it says that through faith it is pleasing and rewarding to God in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. And so, yeah, being relevant to God is having that faith to step out and do something new. Do something relevant that you've never done before. You will not be irrelevant if you stay in His relevance.
There we go. There we go. The rhymer, Josh Donnell, sharing his heart with us, man. Talk to me real quick. This is going to be the last question that we ask on this segment. How would you say Jesus related to the people that he was around?
He related to them by getting down to the heart issues. When we are able to get to the heart issues of people, we will be able to reach them like no other. When he saw the woman at the well, he was able to talk to her about the different husbands and things she had, but in a way where it was creative and it spoke directly to her where she was needed to be spoken to. And so we need to go to the heart issues of people and love them and be there for them and forgive those that wrong us and be a part of their life and support them when no one else is supporting them. Because that's how Christ was. He was a guy that would always restore and support and love. Another thing I think that we can do that would really bless and empower people is to encourage them, to go alongside them. So you're doing good. You got something that the world needs to see, and that you got something that you can use to be a blessing to others.
Dope, dope, dope right there. Yada the King Radio. Relevance was the topic of the day. Your boy Don Christian. We'll talk on that topic a little bit later, man. But we're going to go to your next song, which is Limitless, man. Talk to me about this song, who you got featured on it, and we're going to talk about the whole album after this, man. But talk to us about Limitless.
Oh, I'm really glad we're playing this. It comes from the verse in Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And then in Jesus' words, with men it's impossible, but through me it's all possible. And so I had that whole concept and went from different album names, album titles and covers and all that. But Limitless ended up being the title debut track to this album, and it's featuring my man KB and my homeboy Servant, who's in the building. Yada the King, son.
That's what's up, and that's KABEE, just so they know. You know what I'm saying? It's a different KB than a Reach Records KB, who's still putting it down. Man, if you haven't got his album yet, KB's album, Weight and Glory, is a nice album, man. It gets straight, as he said, to the heart like Jesus did. Let's get it in right here on Yada the King Radio. Limitless. Let's go.
In the place to be with my boy Josh Diggity. Serving. Yeah. I'm not rapping, I'm just kind of getting warmed up. I'm not sure where I'm supposed to be going, but I'll start right here. Yes, it is a must to continue from previously on Northern Lights. Before I go forward with gratitude, I must give fun to my Savior Christ. It's a blessing and honor, a pure courtesy of the ultimate sacrifice. Who am I? Well, just the 11th, verse 25th, second, fifth letter twice. Feel free to rewind when you may have time to figure out what that may spell. While in the meantime, I'm ready to rock a rhyme with Josh Donnell. Throughout this presentation, we are eager to bless your speakers. Make a joyful noise besides Flame of Prey and Queen Latifah. Hello, Dolly, please pardon the purpose and not desire with a passion. Keeping up with God's speed and not with the Kardashians. Yes, I have the pace of a tortoise. One thing is for certain, I know this. Without driving one lately, even when I'm broke, I still can't afford to lose focus. Speaking as a man, father, and artist. Getting close to the Christ, not the farthest. With words and action, perfection I practice, but never coming close to what my God is. Represent the light over darkness and run this race to the finishes. Huh, I can do all things through Christ, therefore I remain.
Not just what I say, but all that I do is simply because of Christ. Strengthens me through, for He is the truth. And the life that allows us to be limitless. It's time to celebrate, so can I get some witnesses? Beyond the sky, I am limitless. Since my God lives, I am limitless. Beyond the sky, I am limitless. Since my God lives, I am limitless.
Before you rock them stages, give praise to the Rock of Ages, to the one who is the greatest. Read it better now in the holy pages. Let's step into the scene of a boy who faced the Philistine. This giant was so fierce and mean, yet David slew him with a sling.
Yeah,
we can do all things.
Uh-huh.
Through the King of Kings,
my God supplies everything.
That's true.
Philippians 4:19.
His word we observe and we undeserving to serve him. Instead of preaching the sermon, we should be teaching discernment.
Let's go
and reach the lost. Take up our cross. Our life is lost.
Bring them people to the shepherd who leads them.
Now call him boss. My God is infinite. He beat our nemesis. He spoke creation to existence in the book of Genesis. It's how we do this as students. We gotta read his word. We make improvements, cause movements. We need to seek the Lord. We make disciples in life to be his witnesses and do all things through the Christ who makes us limitless.
Not just what I say, but all that I do is simply because of Christ. Strengthens me through, for he is the truth. Way in the life that allows us to be limitless. It's time to celebrate, so can I get some witnesses? Beyond the sky,
I am limitless.
Since my God lives,
I am limitless.
Beyond the sky,
I am limitless.
Since my God lives,
I am limitless.
I had to take the limits off, no bus, but I'm hearing light years. Flying past those who just sat, still afraid to erase their fears. I compete against myself, so I tend to overdo it. So I understand when I pass the exam, why they say,
do the stupid.
It's the foolish things that confound the wise. That statement can't be completed until faith is applied. Abraham seen, that's when I felt alive. When my God speaks, I don't ask why. Surpass the surface to soak in the deep. If I want more of God, that means delete me. So now I'm flying high, aerospace membership. They look for words to describe this, no bounds. Limitless, unlimited surf space. I'm downloading like every day. Staying humble at times, I pray upon my face. Kingdom living, not afraid. Joshua 1, be brave, no change. He washed me clean, I've been new. Even though it's
just what I say, but all that I do because of Christ. Strengthens me through, for he is the truth. Way in the life that allows us to be limitless. It's time to celebrate, so can I get some witnesses? Beyond the sky,
I am limitless.
Since my God lives,
I am limitless.
Beyond the sky,
I am limitless.
Since my God lives,
I am limitless.
Me, this commandment right here, so easy. Example, why would you serve a sun god when God had just sketched the sun? Then in human form sent down his son. This commandment right here is one. Two, you should not carve an idol. Making a statue of Buddha, that's suicidal. Three, don't use God's name in vain. God dang, most definite, try to abstain. Oh my God, that too, try and restrain. Espanol, o dos mio, it's
on you to stay alive. Only your father and mother, guideline five. The halfway point of the rules, we arrive. Six, you shall not kill. Innocent blood shall not spill. Or to do it in chill blood just for a thrill. Now self-defense, you pop off, it's a different deal. Protect you and your family, it's in God's will. He got plans for you, I got to fulfill. And still, it's too early for me to have to write a will. Seven, don't cheat on your husband or wife. May break the last commandment and take your life. That chariot got whip appeals. He got backwards spinning wheels. Those I'ma have to go steal. That's breaking rule eight. So I say you go chill. It means don't lie. The truth will set you free and you'll get by. For some, it's too hard to imply. Talking about don't snitch, a big one to apply. Somebody shot your mom, you saw her die. Knew who did it. You was looking right at the guy. When snitch say no, you said a lie. Seeing the mist of thinking you fly. Your mom's is now in the sky. You look nice in that black bow tie. What we now have is guideline 9. Yeah, you can see, but you still blind. Catch up. No, no, don't covet. The Lord won't have nothing of it. Other people's property, you can't love it. Now that is commandment 10. Thus we now reach the end.
That's my bro, only one wiser. He doesn't rap, he yaps. And that's Yahshua's always perfect, you know what I'm saying? That's what he does, man. That's the homie, man. Me and him go way back. Josh, have you met only one wiser?
Yes, sir.
Man, that's one of the hypest dudes that I know, man, but he's one of the nicest dudes at the same time, man. So Josh Donnell, we getting it in, we chopping it up. The album is called Limitless. What would you tell somebody, or how can you describe this album for somebody that doesn't have it? They got to hear some of the songs. What else should they expect on your album?
It's just that it's limitless because it has all sorts of things. It has pop, it has kind of worship techno hip hop, it has East Coast hip hop, that West Coast beat, it's got that Midwest feel. So it really is limitless with the sounds to it. It's also something that I think is eclectic in the ability to reach different demographics, like kids that might not listen to normal hip hop. On the end of the song, there's a song called Shine Away. It's kind of unique. It kind of has this Coldplay-esque Radiohead techno hip hop feel, which I haven't heard oftentimes. And had a lot of different people say that that's a song that they wouldn't usually think was affiliated with hip hop. So it's been reaching different genres. And for me, that's satisfying to know that it's not just reaching this one community, but multiple communities. And that was the purpose of the whole album, was to be able to say that we are limitless when we walk in Christ, and the skies are limitless when we go and follow Him.
All right, man. And I like this, that one thing I really like about you is you're cool with everybody. You know what I'm saying? You're not trying to start cliques. How do you have that attitude? Even though sometimes it may be tough being an artist, but what keeps you from saying, hey, man, I'm just trying to be by myself, versus, man, let me link up with the body?
I think it started from being a kid and going to, you know, schools down in the inner cities where there's Vietnamese and Korean and whites and blacks and all sorts of different cultures that came together. And so for lunch, the kids would always bring some of their ethnic food, and I smell it, and I was like, that looks good. And they say, you want a bite, Josh? I say, sure, cool. So I got to try all sorts of food, from, you know, Vietnamese to Korean to Ethiopian to, you know, all sorts of stuff. And so for me, I like that gathering together. And so growing up, racism and prejudice was not in my vocabulary. And so it became something where I just was a guy that would kick it with everybody, literally as a kid. Mm-hmm. Then when I became a teenager into my early 20s, God said, you know, unity in the body is something precious. And so I was reading in Psalm 133:1, it said, "Behold how blessed it is for brethren to dwell in unity. It's like the oil running down Aaron's beard." And what that signified to me is one word, anointing. There is an anointing when we unite together as the body. And then it gets deeper. As I was reading Ephesians, it says, "Till we all come to the unity of the faith in the Son Jesus Christ, to the perfect stature of the fullness of Christ." So something about people coming together makes it more full. And, you know, then doing all sorts of stuff from festivals to crusades, admiring Billy Graham, seeing his heart. He didn't care, you know, what Christian background you had. He said, "Hey, we're for one foundation purpose, and that's Jesus." Yeah. So, yeah, I like kicking it with people, food, but then more importantly, the brethren dwelling together in unity.
Dope, dope. Now, Limitless, the album is available right now. Where can they get it? And also, where are you on the internet? If somebody wants to email you, talk to you on Facebook or Twitter, how can they get in contact?
Oh, man, lots of ways now. I mean, I'm under Facebook under Joshua Donnell, and then I have an alternate site, Josh Donnell, on Facebook. Then my website is joshdonnell.com, and you can get at me at just booking@joshdonnell.com. So you can holler at me through booking, you can holler at me through my website, you can say what's up through that, and then Twitter, as soon as I get my new phone up and running, I'm going to get my Twitter up and running again. And then it's just a way to stay connected. You know, I love to hear what's going on in people's lives and pray for them. So joshdonnell.com has a booking at joshdonnell where you can actually write to me, and then Reverb Nation as well. And so people often ask me things on Reverb Nation. So under that, I'm Joshua Donnell. So yeah, get at me.
Awesome, man. And talk to me, man. You had the Limitless tour, man. You went all over the place. Just share some of the highlights, man. Some of the people that gave their life to God. You don't got to share their names, but some of the things that happened on that tour.
Gosh, man, it was so amazing. We drove something like 6,500 miles. One of the highlights of my life was going out to the Navajo Indian Reservation. And out there is, you know, a lot of poverty and a lot of people that have been kind of put away by society to live in an area that's, you know, governed by their own people. And so it's something we don't even know about living here in America. You go out there, it feels like a totally different country. And going out there and just seeing people that just wanted to be hugged and wanted to be touched by the gospel. And so many kids were just really, their load was lightened by us as a team. And we also had many more artists that came out there as well. And we just ministered on a reservation for like 3 days. And that was a blessing and one of the highlights of my life.
Wow. So y'all heard it. Definitely not just knowing music, but is serious about ministering to people, man, and sharing the gospel with people. Speaking of sharing the gospel, what do you got coming up next, Josh?
Well, seeming how last weekend was really neat, it's the first wedding I actually got to officiate.
Oh, wow.
And so I just got done doing that the weekend before, did a kids camp, spoke at a rehabilitation clinic, did a church in the morning, and then a Russian church at night with multiple churches that came. So it's been really a cool last couple weeks. This weekend I am doing a festival tomorrow night out in Auburn. It's at a middle school. Then the next day is the all-day festival, the continuation of it, and I'll be back again. And so trying to get a couple local cats to come out there with me and be a part of it. And then after that, 4 days after that, I'm moving to Cali. So it's definitely a busy week for me.
Now talk to us, man. Why the move to Cali? Can you share some of that with us, man?
Yes, there's a couple reasons here. I have been going to Bible college off and on for the last 10 years. And in order for it to be accredited, I had to go back and get my AA. So I went back to get my AA and it took me about 5 years because I worked full time, did ministry, recorded an album, spoke, traveled. So I just took minimal credits for a couple years. And as of next week, I will be graduated from my AA. Then it gets exciting because my credits transferred with my Bible college credits down to Calvary Chapel Bible College in Southern California. So I'm excited to go finish my BA. And then from there, I have a little baby girl who's living in Sacramento. And so her and I are planning, Lord willing, to get married next year. And so I am excited to get accustomed and acclimated to the state that I'll be living in for some time in my life until the Lord takes it somewhere else. But yeah, I'm pretty excited.
You got any more mission trips coming up, man, that you want to share? Or even if you don't, can you share? You shared going to 17 different countries, but what do you remember about one of the countries that you went to?
Well, I'll touch on the place where I would like to go next would be Africa. I would love to go to like Kenya and Uganda and Ethiopia and parts of South Africa and some other countries as well, Chad, Sudan. I got a buddy out there named DR Guya. He's a Christian hip-hop artist out there, delivered rapper Guya. A couple cats out here know who he is.
Yeah.
And him and his wife are doing evangelism and crusades and schools and ministry and preaching. And so it's something right up my alley. And I really would love to go serve with that dude. He's a good brother. Mission trips around the world have just been amazing. Been able to rap on trains in Germany and tour buses in Israel. But that's not even just the biggest part. Going and living in Brazil, living in the slums, was one of the highlights of my life. I got to live in what's called a favela. The word favela comes from a little plant that sprouts up in the desert when everything around it is dead. And so it came from the African slaves that moved, and well, they were subjected to moving to Brazil. And they called their slums the favelas because they felt like they were that little plant that survived in a desert. And so when I was down there, I met single moms, people that had been abused, drug dealers that were converted, murderers that gave their life to Christ, people that were hungry for the word. I saw all sorts of amazing things, was able to preach at churches with translators, travel with my good friends, and then just lived. I lived off rice and beans, and I learned what it was like to live in poverty, but to have a God who was rich.
Dope, man. So we share that in, getting it in here on Yada the King. Let's do this. We're going to go to this next song right here, Pac-Man, Keep Going. And we're going to get into the Yada the King triple play, three songs back to back on Yada the King. Let's go.
Yep, he made me new. I can't explain his view. You'd have to taste it cause I crave it like my favorite food. You would think my name was Lou. He came with one of Raiden's moves. Now we move like Raiders do. Even made Wes Craven's playlist too. Yeah, he changed my life. On that cross he paid my price. I was lost, that's not my fight. I walk by faith and not by sight. I am saved, he came and got me. My behavior wasn't godly. Now I'm bathing daily in the labor of the Savior. On me, gotta take this not in vain. He shows us how to start walking straight, then molds us sort of like powder's clay. In control of even the hottest flames. Who you know go to hell for you, may help from who? Put your hands up, this is an anthem telling you that sin is like danger. This is your answer, cells in blue. Yeah, we focused here, we can go in prayer cause he ripped the veil like them yellow shirts Hulk Hogan wears. Yeah.
could tell you who God is, if I could tell you who God is, He's unstoppable. Nothing's impossible. Nothing's impossible. Nothing's impossible. Nothing is impossible.
I'm feeling safe, sanctified, and so brand new. If I could change for the better, man, then so can you. He made me so clean, like soap and shampoo. He can see some value in some broken bamboo. Can you understand the meanings of these parables? Even when the problem seems so terrible, every variable works together for the good. People, let's take care of you. My cup is spilling on ya, cause I keep it very full. Even past my burial, I'ma fall like where they go. Father, Son, and Spirit, whom I've learned to cherish, bro. Say what you will about me, man, you can feel about me, man. With a little faith like a mustard seed, we can still move mountains, man. I give God all the praise and glory, all His love and grace is for me. I know what I say when I pray every day, He hears me and He won't ignore me. It's the reason, amazing story, sin and debt, He paid it for me. Yep, you can bet I'm blessed the best with Jesus when my life gets stormy.
Hey, I just had one chance to show you who God is. You will say I'm unstoppable, unstoppable, I'm unstoppable, oh yeah. If I just had one chance to show you who God is,
I know that
you would say I'm unstoppable,
I know that you would not say
impossible. You know what, hold up just a minute, all those suckers just don't get it. Jesus fits inside our heart perfect like He's custom fitted. All the sins I committed in the past, I did admit it. Living heaven and wicked like the devil, but developed in it. God, He is magnificent, He switched me up so different. It was so significant, thank God He sees the bigger pic. Not just for my benefit, His word and now I'm repping it. If He wants to take you by the hand, my man, just let Him, kid. It's the best decision you'll make in your whole entire life. Give your life to Jesus Christ, eat His word like beans and rice. He can give a better life, even if it's seeming nice. He can set you free tonight because He paid the fee or price. Best believe it, peep it, don't keep it secret, I know, man. He can change you, rearrange you, put to death the old man. He sure can make you new and take back what was stolen. Flip the script and stick to the program, He will fix what's broken.
If I just had one chance to show you who God is,
said I know
you
that.
Would say I'm unstoppable,
I'm unstoppable,
I'm unstoppable,
oh.
What's up with you? I hope these words are touching you. You might think I'm such a fool, you could do what you wanna do. I ain't here to argue, judge, condemn, or start a fuss with you. I can tell you what to do, but ultimately it's up to you. I know this life is difficult, problems we have typical. Be quick to pull the biblical, scriptural facts, omissional. Jesus seems so mystical, His love is irresistible. Prophet on point, points to Jesus, please don't miss it though. If everything was smooth, then why would we need God? Some people get it twisted, thinking that we be God. Well, I'ma seek God, even when I see God. I'ma praise Him for eternity to please God. From birth to the hearse, this life we live is so temporal. It's inevitable that every people will be vegetables. I could think of several reasons why we should just let it go. Let the Lord take control of your soul and just let Him glow.
If I just had one chance to show you who God is,
just one chance,
you would say I'm unstoppable.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
I'm unstoppable.
I say my God is.
If I just had one chance to show you who God is,
all I need is,
you would say I'm unstoppable. And nothing's impossible.
Nothing is impossible.
Kingdom affiliate, I came to kill your high boy, remind you just how really get. Cats be on the killer tip, spitting like the lost boy. Vampire sucking blood out you, that's a lost boy. Hell, that's the epic fail, Noah's Ark setting sail. Earthquake cracking sails of all the saints left in jail. You can let the mail be
an idol, watch it burn. Earth passes, turn ashes, better go and cop a urn. Best learn, we God's property, watch and discern. We fail to follow him, it's like we got just what we earned. Yeah, G's, pimps and perms, crack Cadillacs and gangsters. They call it Killer Cali, but I'm calling on the Savior.
God is on the throne, Christ is alive. The Holy Spirit in me, now I'm ready, let's ride. What up? Is alive. Holy Spirit in me now. I'm ready. Let's ride. What up?
What up? Get your hands up, people.
What up? What up?
Get your hands up. Come on.
I came to crush the building. We building on the billion man march. Took the light from out the dark. A new heart, a new mind. The true vine made more than conquerors. Gave his own, offered up for us. That's gospel, bruh. And I can't go pop. This message ain't popular. Praying how I walk, man. They watching with binoculars. Mainstream blocking us. But see, it ain't no stopping us. That's why I spit truth till they come and try to lock me up. I've been made bail. No parole, no PO. I'm signed to the Father. That's the real CEO. Flow below zero. And no dumbing it down for these clowns or De Niro. I do it for the hero.
God is on the throne, Christ is alive. The Holy Spirit in me, now I'm ready, let's ride. What up?
What up? Get your hands up, people.
What up? What up?
Get your hands up, come on.
I said God is on the throne, Christ is alive. The Holy Spirit in me, now I'm ready, let's ride. What up?
What up? Get your hands up, people.
What up? What up?
East, west, lift them up. North, south, lift them up. That's how we get our fitness up. Witness to the masses. Clay just like Cassius, molded in the potter's hand. Rappers getting bored with they blasphemy. Not a fan. Hans and the master's plan. Object of wrath. I'm a prospect. You can see my progress. This my thought process. The true blueprint is flawless. Was made to save all of us. I'm just a humble follower. Follow the leader. Best believe it's Christ Jesus. He's coming with that ether. I'm reaching through the speakers. A poet, not a preacher, but I minister the same. I'm a minister to the game, got power in his name.
God is on the throne, Christ is alive. The Holy Spirit in me, now I'm ready, let's ride. What up?
What up? Get your hands up, people.
What up? What up?
Get your hands up, come on.
I said God is on the throne, Christ is alive. The Holy Spirit in me, now I'm ready, let's ride. What up?
What up? Get your hands up, people.
What up? What up?
Get your hands up.
Tune in to Yacht of the King Radio. That was The Gym. What Up was the song. Before that was Unstoppable by Prophet on Point featuring Che Sutton. And you just got out the triple play on Yacht of the King, man. Real quick, what I am going to do is I'm going to talk about relevance, man. It is important. I believe it's very important that we be relevant in a sense, as Josh Donnell said, without compromising. I believe when we start compromising, we are now no longer being relevant, but we are being like the world. And we cannot be like the world. And there was a question I said, can we relate too much to the world? Yes. I mean, today I feel like in some senses, the church wants to be so much like the world, we compromise. You know, so we start, even in our dress code, you know, it's not wrong with wearing certain clothes, but if your clothes are like the world and so much like revealing, you know, it's like, hey man, you now you are not being relevant, you're being what they're being, and that's not what God wants. Hey man, I could have said some other stuff, but I ain't gonna say that. But I feel like we cannot lose who we are as Christians in being relevant. That's the thing I think about Jesus. When he was relevant, he did not lose himself. Jesus didn't ever confuse himself. He didn't have to dress like the people. He didn't have to change who he was as the man of God. He just went different places to be and spoke to them. As Josh Donnell said, he was relevant to the heart. And I feel like we have to do the same thing. Get to the heart of the matter, be relevant, and not lose who we are as Christians. I feel like when we start losing who we are as Christians, when people cannot no longer know that you're a Christian, you're not being relevant, you are being what the world is. And that is disobedient and not following after God. And the way that my dad talked about it in a live stream, he said, well, how can we be relevant to God? I believe that we can be relevant to God by continuing to conform to his likeness. That's what we're supposed to do. The Bible says that we will be, we continue to conform to his likeness. Sanctification, we're continuing to be sanctified. We're continuing to die to the flesh, continuing to be renewed in God. That's how we can be relevant to God. And that should be our daily desire. We should want to be more relevant to God than we want to be to the world. And when we can do that, that's really what's up, man. Josh, man, I appreciate you coming in, man.
Thank you for having me. I've been looking forward to this for a minute, a long time.
Man, we're going to definitely get it in soon again. And I just want to thank y'all all out there for checking us out on YadaTheKing.com. Once again, go check out Josh Donnell at his website, joshdonnell.com. Man, we about to log out of here. It's your warrior, Don Christian, and we out. Life.
I always gotta keep my praise unique, 'cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da king, Shabbat da king, I yada da king, I yada da king. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da king, Shabbat da king, we yada da king, we yada da king.
Yada the King Radio just made it happen, and you can catch us now on the new GospelNW.com, your internet gospel music station, every Friday at 9 p.m. You don't want to miss us as we get it in with some of the best in gospel urban music.
What is Yada the King?
Yada the King Radio is banging music, uplifting Christ, and abundant life. Yes, Yada the King Radio now on GospelNW.com.
I always
gotta keep my praise. Yada Da King
Radio. I'm Miss Cole. And I'm Don Christian. On Yada Da King Radio.
Yada Da King Radio is now
in Cleveland, Ohio. And you can catch us on
WOGS 103.9 FM.
Mondays and Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Get it in with us
as we interview the best
in the gospel urban community.
If you miss a show,
visit YadaDaKing.com
for the latest episode on Yada Da King Radio.
I always gotta keep my praise.
Yada the King Radio.
Yada the King Radio. Out in Las Vegas right now.
For all those that didn't know, you can catch Yada the King Radio out in Las Vegas right now. Every Tuesday and Saturday at 6 p.m. Catch us on KLAV AM 1230, the talk of Las Vegas, baby, at unity.com.
That's spelled www.unity-t.com.